Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Such a privilege to bring the word to you today and just to be reminded of what God wants to do in our lives and to be part of this vision. And this vision that Pastor Al and Jessen launched last week is not a vision of what we do, but it's a vision of who we are. Who we are. Who are we as a church? Who are we as C3SYD? Who are we as a community at Oxford Falls? And so I want to speak a bit more into that today. This whole month of February, we'll be breaking down this scripture that Pastor Al and Pastor Jessen felt on their heart for us this year. So can we just pray for a moment before we get into the word? Why don't you just close your eyes? Just look away, lift your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Have your way this morning. Oh, we exalt you. We do. Above every situation and every circumstance. That the world doesn't determine our future, you determine our future. Lord, and we thank you for this great congregation. Lord, I thank you for every person in this room and online. Father, I thank you that they would experience your Holy Spirit right now in their world, your presence, your peace, your joy. Lord, I thank you that we may not understand it all, Lord, but we look to you anyway. Oh, the author and perfecter of our faith. Lord, and I thank you that you knit us together as a great community. Oh, Lord, bring unity to this house and these people. Oh, Lord, let Oxford Falls be so committed to one another. Oh, let this be a life-giving community that consider and see each other. Lord, we thank you that you're with us. You're with us. Oh, you're with us. Lord, we thank you this is your church. Oh, these are your people. And you have your way. Increase today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand. Give him some praise. Amen. Wonderful. Well, you can grab your seats. Thank you, Julie Kerr. Love you very much. And Rob Kerr, two of the best people in here. Thank you, Nicholas. Wonderful. Well, as I said, we are a church purpose for others. That is our vision this year from Pastor Al and Pastor Jessen. And that the scripture that they felt for us was Hebrews 10, 24 to 25. And so we're going to just land in there. We're going to pull it apart today. And we're going to just look at this scripture for us. Hebrews 10, 24, 25 says this. Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good deeds. Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good deeds. Now, I love this passage in the Bible. The writer here in Hebrews is stating a few things before we get to this scripture above it, just a few scriptures above. They're saying to us basically to draw near to God. Amen? Anyone want to draw near to God? Who knows drawing near to God is not just on a Sunday? Not during the week, in the morning when you wake, drawing near to God. In the evening when you go to sleep, being aware of who he is. When you're at your workplace, having moments of like, God, where are you? There you are. Being in his presence, it's a drawing near to God. That is our first call in life, to draw near to him. And in Hebrews here, it says, draw near to God. Get that right in your life. Get that as a pillar in your life that is just crucial for who we are as believers. Then it goes on to say, Draw near to God. It says, get your faith strong in Christ. Know the promises of God for your life and do not waver. Who knows we need strong faith in this day and age? Who knows we need to know the promises of God for our lives? We need to draw near to God. We need to get the promises of God. We need to be strong in our faith. But then it goes on to say, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good deeds. Too many of us are doing really good at drawing near to God. And that's really important and that's super crucial. We're really good at getting our foundation in Christ strong, our faith, knowing the promises of God. But then for some of us, that is the limit of our walk with Christ. And I want to say to you, that is only half of the gospel. That's only half of what God wants to do in your life. Yes, it is absolutely crucial. But the other half of what God wants to do in our life is, yes, draw near to Him. Yes, get strong in our faith and know the promises that are unwavering. But then let us move forward into not just letting our life be about ourselves, but beginning to be others focused, looking out and considering one another, not just being full of faith and not just being full of Jesus. And those things are important, but then letting it spill out like that song we were singing. Let it overflow. Don't keep it all to yourself. Let it overflow. Let's not just let it be about us, but let us become others focused. And that's what this passage is about. And that's what I want to share with you this morning is how do we keep others focused. So let's have a look. I want to share with you four things in this passage that help us to keep others focused. The first part is from the very first two words in this scripture, let us. I love this. Let us. Let us. Not let me, not let Pastor Alex, not let the Connect Group leaders, not let the people in the marketplace, not let the worship team, not let just a few of you in the room, but let us as a community doing it together. We're never supposed to be doing this walk with Christ alone. Who knows, COVID came and showed us that very well. That isolation is not good for people. And it is the same with our walk with Christ. It is the same with being others focused. It's not just supposed to be the one or the two doing it all on their own, but it is let us as a whole community, as all of C3SYD, as all of Oxford Falls community, let us do this together. Let's be people focused together. Have you ever tried to do it on your own? I know I have, and I've failed many times. It's overwhelming when you look at the need in the world, when you look at how much people need Him, when you're looking just even in your own sphere and your own world, it can be so overwhelming. Even this week, just turning on the news and seeing the earthquakes going on in Turkey and it's heartbreaking. It's, you know, I get so overwhelmed, like, God, what can I do? How can I help? And then God comes and reminds me that this is actually not about me. This is about let us. We're not in this all alone. It's not you against the world trying to, you know, rally for Jesus or do something great for Him. It's not you trying to bless every single person that you come across. It should be us as a community doing it together, supporting one another, coming alongside, that this great community, and my heart is that Oxford Falls would be known as a community that let us do it together, of being people focused, not self focused, that we do it together. Ephesians 4:16 says, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. I love that. The whole body, all of us, joined together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Each and every single one of us coming together, let us come together as a community and be people focused together, not doing it all alone, but together. I love knowing that the Coopers are out there calling people and loving on people. It encourages me. I'm like knowing I'm not the only one trying to do this on my own, but I know that they're out there as part of this great community, reaching out to people. I love the Kerrs. They're so generous. They're so encouraging. I love knowing that they're out there encouraging people, stirring people out, keeping others focused. It encourages me. And it encourages us as the body of Christ. No, you're not out there doing it alone, but let us together as community keep others focused. Amen. You can give the Lord a clap. How do we keep others focused? Let us. It's in community. The second thing is that we need to consider. Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good deeds. This word consider means to direct one's mind to setting your mind on it. I love that. It's intentional. It's like you're setting your mind on it. You know, our default is self. You don't need to wake up each morning and be like, I'm going to set my mind on myself. I'm going to be intentional today because I want it to be all about me. We don't need to do that. We wake up in the morning and we're doing that already. I'm thinking about my breakfast. I'm thinking about what I'm going to wear. And, you know, I'm very self-aware when I wake up in the morning. We don't need to set our minds on ourselves because that is our human nature. But for us to begin to step into being a church purpose for others and a church and a people that look beyond ourselves, we do need to consider and get intentional and begin to set our mind on others, not on ourselves. You know, I'm married to Daniel Karotz. He's a good, good man. The Lord bless me dearly. And, you know, I wouldn't need to go and have an affair for our marriage to break down, even though that would probably do it. All I need to do is to stop considering him. I just need to start thinking about myself more. How am I going in this marriage? I'll just do everything I want to do. Just think about me, me, me. All I would need to do is just be more and more self-focused, and we would naturally drift apart and there would be issues in that marriage. You don't need to do something extreme to just think about yourself as who we are. But we do need to get a bit extreme to start to be others focused, to start to set our mind and start to consider and be intentional with what God is calling us to do, not just drawing near to him and not just getting our own faith strong, but then beginning to look out and beginning to be others focused. You know, I've been in church leadership for many years. I think I was trying to work out this morning, almost 20 years in all different capacities. And along that journey, you get to meet with a lot of people. You get to disciple people. You get to do journey with people. And it's one of the best parts of being in this beautiful community. And a conversation that always seems to come up in all different situations and with all different people and all walks of life is, what is the call and the purpose for my life? What does God want for me? What's my season at the moment? What is God doing in this season at the moment? What is the next step for me? What's that open door I should go through? What's the decision I should make? You know, there's always a lot going on about the call and your path and your future and your purpose. And so there should be, because God does have a purpose and a call for every single one of you. He dreamed it up. He created it before you were even born. And so it is a great thing to unlock with God. But something I have learned, and if it's just one thing, and I'm learning things every single day, but one thing I have learned is that my future and my call is actually not locked up in myself. It is locked up in other people. And the more and more that I just plant myself, I plant myself in my family, I plant myself in the workplace God's got me, I plant myself in this church community that I love with all my heart, I plant myself in relationships, and I try, because we don't always get it right, but when I try to consider others, I begin to see the purpose of God unlocking in my own life. He begins to open doors. He begins to set a pathway. He begins to do things that never would have been done if I hadn't have just started to give out a bit to other people. Instead of looking inwards, I know I'm not that good. I know I don't have that much to offer, but I know as I begin to love others and I begin to pour out to other peoples, that He unlocks my purpose as I begin to unlock other people's purposes. Your purpose, your call is wrapped up in other people. It's wrapped up in other people. Philippians 2, 3 to 4 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourself. We need to consider one another. We need to consider each other's trials and pray for them. We need to consider people's victories and celebrate them. We need to consider one another. We need to put intention into it, and we need to set it as a new default in our life where we are looking outwards and not inwards. I remember when Rocky, our youngest and our only daughter, was born. That beautiful, she was on the end here with the little cute pink bike shorts. Did anyone see her? She's so cute, man. She always has scraggly hair. She won't let me brush it. Oh, it's a fight every day. Is anyone else like that? Anyway, yes, thank you. Oh, thank God I'm not alone. And, you know, when she was born, I remember we were helping to oversee and run a Saturday night service here at the time with some of the best people in this church, the Mickacks and the Carltons and Robin and just so many people that I love. And we had a ball doing that, and we had Rocky in that time, and so we took a couple weeks off just to find a new rhythm and regroup and rest and all those sorts of things. And I just remember these 2 weeks that we weren't there just feeling so considered by this community. I was just so overwhelmed by the blessing of these people. It was just day after day of meals being dropped off, flowers being dropped off, gifts being dropped off. I remember even when we came, you know, we'd get home and we'd get the, I was going to say trolley, but I'm not in that zone anymore, Sean. It's not a trolley, it's a pram. We'd get the pram, you know, into the car. And there would be like money shoved in our pram, true story. Like just this community just surrounded us and considered us. And it was just the most beautiful thing. I remember just being so blown away. And at the time, we lived above a mechanics business. So we were living up in a flat, and underneath there was a few boys that ran this mechanics business, and we were there for 10 years. So we had got to know them really well. They were, you know, really fun, and we had a great relationship with them. And I'll never forget these 2 weeks of just feeling so considered and so thought about and so looked upon from this great community here at Oxford Falls. And these meals being dropped off, and these boys were just like, because they were like our, you know, delivery people, they were just like, yep, here's another meal, yep, here's some more flowers. And they were just like, what is going on? They had never seen the community of God in action like this before. They had never seen a community like this before. And they were just blown away. I remember one day Daniel coming home, he'd probably gone to get more nappies or something, and he was coming in, and one of the boys pulled him aside and said, oh, here's some more meals that came today. I hope you don't mind, but you got so many, so I ate one of them. Is that okay? Oh, so good. I love it so much. We were like, no, can you please remake it? No. We were like, yes, of course. So fine. But just so beautiful how not only the people that were pouring out to us were there unlocking their own purpose that God had for them. Not only us, who was on the other end of being considered, how blown away and overwhelmed and blessed we were in that season. But we had talked to these boys before about Jesus. They knew we went to church. They knew that we were pastors. They knew this. But this was probably one of the most like crucial moments where they really were impacted by what God was doing and who God is. Not only we impacted. Not only were the people giving impacted, but the world was impacted. Those people were impacted. They began to see what the church community is really like. That following God's not just a bunch of rules and regulations. It's not like we pray, 10 times a day, first facing different ways, but it's a let us. It's a community of God that He's got us loving each other. And that is a witness to the world of who God is, of what His character is. When we love on each other and when we consider each other, it shows the world God's character and who He is. We need to consider one another. We need to let our default be others' focus. Get intentional and set our mind on it. How do we keep others focused? Let us. We do it together. We consider one another. The third thing in this scripture, it says, let us consider how to stir up one another. We need to stir it up. I love this. Let me ask you a question this morning. What are you stirring up? What are you stirring up in your world? What are you stirring up? What's that thing you wake up every day and you stir it on up? Some of us are stirring up the wrong things. Some of us are stirring up trouble and we need to stop it. Some of us are stirring up gossip and we need to stop that. Some of us are stirring up disunity and we need to stop that because that's robbing our community. Oh, this community, we should be stirring up unity. Oh, every day. We should be stirring up encouragement every day. We need to start stirring up what God's called us to do and stop stirring up the wrong things. He doesn't want us stirring up fear. He doesn't want you stirring that up each day in your life. It's not from Him. He wants you to stir up love and faith. He doesn't want you stirring up anxiety and worry, and it's easy to do. Even yesterday, we've got some things going on as everyone does, and I could feel some worry coming into my life. And I'm like, I'm not stirring that up. I'm not stirring that up. That's not from God. I'm not stirring up that worry in my life. We need to be people that are stirring up the right things, that He's called us to stir love and good deeds. Not stirring up our flesh, but stirring up the Spirit. Oh, it's so easy to stir up our flesh. Goodness me. It's too easy. It's annoyingly easy. You don't even have to do anything. It just stirs itself up. It's like, there you are. It takes a bit of effort to stir up the Spirit, to be like, I'm stirring up that peace. Oh, I'm stirring up that rest. I'm stirring up that love. I'm stirring up unity. I may want to gossip right now, but I'm going to hold my tongue and I'm going to stir up unity in this place. It takes a bit of effort to stir up the right things, but God is calling us to it. As a community, let us do it together. You are crucial and you are significant and you are important in this community. Let's stir up the right things together, love and good deeds. As I was just walking this week, I had my first day this week without a child with me in 10 years. And I do love my children, by the way. It sounds like I'm like really stoked there at school, but I went for a walk around the lake and I was just like, oh, thank you, Jesus. You got me through that craziness of years. And I've actually heard it gets busier, so I should just hang in there. But I just was saying to God, what do you want to do today? What do you want to do on Sunday with your people? And I saw an image of a bowl and someone cooking, someone mixing together, stirring up some things. Now, I know this definitely wasn't me because I don't cook. I don't like it. I don't know how. So it was somebody else who knows what they're doing, cooking away. And they were stirring it up. And I saw this picture of them stirring things together and then eating it, eating what they had made. And then I saw a shift coming. And I believe this is for us as a community. And hear me when I say this. I know so many of you are considering and you're doing this already, but I believe there's a greater level coming where we're really stepping into the purpose of God, that we're really going to step into a church purposed for others. And I saw them stop eating it for themselves and stirring the bowl and begin to feed other people. And I believe that's what's coming to our community. That yes, we draw near to God, crucial for our lives, crucial. Yes, we get our faith strong in Jesus, crucial for our lives. But then just as crucial, we begin to not just feed ourselves, we begin to feed others and stir them up, stir them up. You know, I saw people's gifts being stirred up. You know, I noticed when in this picture that it's when you're stirring something together, when you're cooking, not that I would know, but if you do cook, apparently it's not just one ingredient you stir. You don't just chuck some dates in and stir them up. I don't think that would do anything, would it? No. Apparently, you need to add more ingredients. That's the whole point of stirring, that you put it into a bowl and you stir it all together, and then it accomplishes something beautiful and fruitful. And I felt like that for us, that even for some of you, you've been stirring up one thing, but I believe God's going to add something new for you to stir up this year. That some of you have got the gift of healing in this place, and He doesn't want you to keep it all to yourself this year. He wants you to begin to stir that up in people's lives. Some of you have the gift of preaching, and He doesn't want you to keep that. Oh, I lost my shoe. It's back. Last time I preached, a bird came on the stage, so that's nothing compared to that bird, so we're good. Some of you have the gift of preaching, and He doesn't want you to keep that all to yourself. He wants you to stir it up. Stir it up in other people. Generosity, Rob Kerr, stirring that up in other people. You know, creativity, Bexell, stirring that up in other people. Not just letting it be for yourself, but giving it out. The gifts that God has given you, stir them up in other people. See it in other people. Call it out of people. Call things into existence that do not exist. I'm so grateful to God that people stirred things in me that I couldn't see for myself. Oh, I'm so grateful to God. I'm grateful for Mark Saundercock, who I remember preaching on this stage for the very first time years and years ago. And he wrote me an email back then, an encouraging email of like, you're born for this. I'm so glad he saw that in me, because I was doubting it at the time and I still do. But I'm like remembering that he stirred that in me. He's stirring the gift within me. Stir the right things into being this year. Let's put aside the wrong things and let's stir up people for love and good deeds. Amen. The band, you can come, guys. How do we keep others focused? Let us, we do it in community. Secondly, we consider, we get intentional. Thirdly, we stir it up. And finally, we need to find our one another's. Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good deeds. Who are your one another? Who are the people God's called you to? Who are the ones that are just for you, that He's called you to pray for, to love on, to stir up, to encourage? Because He's given us all people. He's given us all a one another. In John 17:9, it says, and I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. I love this. This is Jesus speaking. I am praying for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. Even Jesus, when He was on earth, He didn't hold the whole world. Like, He wasn't like, I need to reach every single person on this earth. He just knew He was on mission for a certain amount of people. People that God had called Him to. And He was just like, I'm just going for these people. This is my part to play in the body of Christ. These are my people in the let us. So you will have different people to me. All of you will have different people to me that God has called us to, one another's, that we are to identify them, pray for them, build relationship with them, and help them take a step. Stir them up. Stir them up. Who are your one another's? The beginning of every year I write my one another list. And it's not so they just stay on a piece of paper, but it's so I can consider them and be intentional and pray for them. And I look at those names almost weekly and I just thank Jesus for them. I pray for them. I stand in the gap for them. I loved that image Pastor Jessen brought last week of like, we're standing alongside people fighting for them. You know, I often feel like God calls me to that. And this one another list, some of these people have been on this list for 20 years, 15 years. They're lifelong one another's. They'll probably go nowhere. And some of you are in this room and I have you on my list and I pray for you. And I love you and I consider you and I stand in the gap for you. Some other one another's are seasonal. Some are just, you know, for a couple months or maybe for a year. I remember last year hearing about someone going through a tough time and I just put them on my list. Like, I'm just going to commit to praying for you for the next few weeks. We're going to get through this. You know, you're not alone. We're standing in the gap with you. And that was maybe just a seasonal one another, but who are your one another's? Because God's got them. People that He's calling you to reach. People He's calling you to love, to pray for, to stir up, and to bring into this great community. How do we keep others focused? Let us. Oh, let us. I cannot say it enough. Let us. It's not me, it's not mine, it's not all on my own. We're doing it together. Let us do this as a community together. We consider, we direct our mind to, we get intentional. We stir it up in one another and we find our one another's. We pray for them, we believe in them, and we build relationship with them. Amen? Amen. Let me pray for you. Why don't you close your eyes? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for everyone in this room. I thank you that you've called us to this community. Oh, God, to be the church. Lord, to be the church. Oh, to look beyond ourselves into others, to consider each other's victories and trials and pray for one another, to be intentional. Lord, to stir each other up. Lord, to stir up unity, to stir up love, to stir up good deeds. Father, I thank you. What a privilege. Oh, what a privilege, Jesus. You know, I'd like to do two things before we close in the next minute. The first is that I'd love to pray for anyone in the room who doesn't know Jesus. You feel far away from Him. You don't know Him. I want to pray for you. And then after that, I'm going to ask us to stand. I'm going to pray over us. And then I want us, let us as a community to pray for the ones God has given us. So before we do that, with every eye closed, you need Jesus. You're far away from Him. You know that you're not walking with Him. You need to draw near back to God. You need to ask Him back into your life. You need to be in relationship with Jesus. Maybe you once were, but you know you're not at the moment. This is your moment. He knew you would be here. He ordained you to be here. You are His one another's. You're His people. And He's here to meet with you today. You need to come back to Him today. Maybe this is your first time here, second time. You're not quite sure what this is all about, but you know. You've tried other things and nothing's worked. You know you need this God that we're talking about. Oh, the way, the truth, the life that comes into your life, that walks alongside you. Oh, that comes with healing and forgiveness, that sets you up with a purpose and a call. You need Him in your life. I want to pray a prayer for you. Or maybe you're in this room and you just need assurance. You're just not sure of your salvation. If you were to leave this room and something would happen to your life, you don't know where your eternity will be. Let me pray with you. Be sure today that you're walking with Jesus. Come back to Him today if you feel far away. Or if you've never known Him before, let me pray a prayer with you. It's just a simple prayer that invites Christ into your life. So I'm going to ask you on the count of three, if that's you and you need him in your life, to lift your hand on the count of three, just so I can see who I'm praying for today. And then you're going to remain in your seat and we're going to pray a prayer together this morning. So on the count of three, you need him in your life. Just lift your hand. 1, 2, 3. Thank you. Just lift it up. Beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. You need him. You're far. You know you need him. Just lift your hand. Let me pray a prayer with you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're with us. You're with us. You're with us. Always with us. Always. Every situation and every circumstance. Every path. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's pray this prayer together. Dear God, thank you for saving me. Thank you for washing me clean. I come to you today and ask you to be Lord of my life. I choose to follow you. Amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet, church. Beautiful, wonderful. Before you go anywhere, I'd love us to pray together for our one another's. I know there's people on your heart. I know I've got people that I'm praying for, that I'm standing in the gap for. And I know there's people that he's given you to pray for as well. If you're not sure who they are, maybe in this moment when we begin to pray, maybe you just start to ask God, God, who are my one another's? Maybe it's just one, maybe it's two, maybe it's a few more that God's got for you to love and stir up to good deeds. Amen? Amen. So let's lift our hands. Father, I thank you. Oh God, I thank you for this great community. What a privilege. What a blessing. I thank you, Lord God, that you've called us. Oh, you've called us to draw near. You've called us to get our faith strong. And you've called us to look beyond ourselves to others. And Father, I thank you for the people you've given us. Oh, the one another's. Lord, they may be family members. They may be neighbors. They may be people even in this room, our Connect group. They could be people that don't know you yet. Lord, we thank you for them. And Lord, we thank you, God, that you've got us. Oh, God. That you give us wisdom, courage, strength, boldness, and anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.